All right, cool. We are good to go. So hope you guys are having a great day today, having a fantastic day, having a fantastic week. As always, always really excited about our clients and the success they're seeing and the progress they're making. Tons of huge wins rolling in our group chat over the weekend. And also a really good discussion today in our client group chat about the scale, about fitting into certain clothes, about maybe certain clothes sizings increasing and maybe being like allowing ourselves to accept that like the weight in the scale that we think is our ideal weight might not be our actual ideal weight to get the perfect body we want. But anyway, that's a topic for another podcast episode. Don't want to go down that rabbit hole just yet, but maybe, you know, in the future, maybe this week or sometime, I will jump on here and talk a little bit about that. But wanted to come on here because last week or, you know, sometime, you know, over the past week or so, I did a video going over the five most important things when it comes to fat loss and went over, you know, energy balance, how that plays a role, talked about protein intake, talked about micronutrients and this and that. And I wanted to kind of dive even deeper into this concept of energy balance a little bit because people think it's necessarily, you know, the difference between the food that you eat, that you're logging, the calories you're logging versus the amount of exercise or something you're doing. But really, it's the difference between the calories that our body is actually absorbing and the difference between that and the calories that our body is expending through not just exercise, but through any type of activity that our body uses to burn calories versus, or for example, you know, thinking, me talking, me moving my hands if you're watching this, I think I said thinking, just our brain processing all these things, you know, in our minds burns calories. I think there was this, you know, stat, I don't even know how like the exact number, but chess players burn so many calories playing chess for hours, even though they're just sitting there, but just because their brains are working so much. So we burn calories through that, our heart beating, breathing, all the other chemical processes going on in our body burn calories. So it's not just as simple as how much exercise are you doing and what's the amount of calories you're eating, what it says on a food label. It's more complex than that. And I wanted to talk specifically about fiber and how a high fiber or low fiber intake can impact your fat loss negatively or positively. And there's this really interesting study that I'm going to talk about with this too, that goes along with it. But like, it's important to look at these things a little bit deeper for one, because, you know, food labels actually can legally be 20% off. So if something says it's 200 calories, it could be anywhere from 160 calories up to 240 calories, actually. Also, the thermic effect of food impacts how many calories we absorb too. So the thermic effect of food is basically how many calories our body needs to use to digest and break down and absorb a certain form of calories. So like carbs, there's a certain thermic effect of that. So if you eat like, let's say 50 calories worth of carbs, you won't actually extract and absorb 50 of those calories. You might extract and absorb 45 of those calories. Protein, if you eat 50 calories of protein, it might be 40 calories you're actually getting from that. And then fat might be similar to carbs where you're only getting 45 calories versus the 50 you eat. So there's this cost of like breaking down this food too called the thermic effect. But also something that people don't think about is our fecal energy content or the energy content of our poop. Like when we go to the bathroom, yes, we all hopefully are pooping. We are extracting, like some calories are coming with that. And it's normal when we think about, when we look at like, you know, humans, how much we eat and the fecal content of our poop, which obviously that's has been somebody's job to collect this research, which is kind of an interesting job. I don't know who got stuck with that job. I would not want that job, but, on average, we end up absorbing roughly 90 to 95% of the calories we eat, and the other 5 to 10% are extracted in our poop, in our fecal matter. So one way that we can, you know, when we look at this, how we could impact fat loss maybe, is can we manipulate how much of these calories we are extracting and actually absorbing, and how many of these calories or how much of these calories we are pooping out. And this study actually looked just at that, the one I'm going to talk about. So this study basically compared a highly processed, quote unquote, Western diet. This is like a typical term that they use in research to describe what we typically in the United States, a diet that's very highly processed, usually low in protein, usually low in fiber, not a ton of fruits and vegetables. So they compared this highly processed Western diet to a diet that was specifically kind of geared towards feeding what's called the microbiome. So the microbiome is basically the bacteria that lives in our gut, the good and bad bacteria that actually like lives in our intestines, particularly, you know, our large intestine as we get lower down. So there's, you know, so like millions, billions of bacteria living inside of our intestines, which is kind of like weird when you think about it. But this diet was geared towards feeding that good microbiome or feeding that good bacteria to prevent, or not to prevent, but to promote a healthy gut. And basically what this, the difference between the two diets was, one was a highly processed Western diet that was low in fiber, and one was a high fiber diet filled with a bunch of, you know, prebiotics and probiotics as well to try to feed that good bacteria in the gut. So both diets had roughly 17,000 calories for the 8 days that the people consumed them. So that was equal, right? When we look at research too, or when we're just comparing things in general in the real world, we want to keep, if we want to pinpoint like, okay, how much impact does fiber make in how many calories we actually absorb versus how many we extract in our poop, or, you know, get rid of in our poop. I'm laughing every time we say poop, every time I say poop. But we want to keep all the variables the same except for fiber. We want that to be the one thing that's different, and that way we can make a good comparison. So both of these diets were 17,000 calories for the 8 days, which came out to roughly 2,100 calories per day. Both diets had about 48% of the carbs or calories coming from carbs, about 35% of the calories coming from fat, and about 17% of the calories coming from protein. So both diets were distributed that way. And the Western diet had around 6 grams of fiber per every 1,000 calories. So let's just roughly say each of these diets had 2,000 calories per day. The Western diet had a total of roughly 12 grams of fiber. And the other diet, the kind of diet that was geared towards feeding the microbiome, had 26 grams of fiber per every 1,000 calories. So it had about 52 grams of fiber per day. So a little over 4 times the amount of fiber per day, which is pretty significant. So what they did was participants completed one of these diets, either the Western or the microbiome diet, for 8 days. And then they had this, what's called a washout period for 14 days, where they weren't told to instruct anything, like eat anything specific, where they just kind of went back to their normal diet. And then after the 14-day washout period, they consumed the other diet for 8 days. And this is a really good research strategy because there are some individual differences depending on you as a person, how you genetically respond to things. So each participant actually completed both diets. So you were able to see, okay, me as a person, I did this diet. This was how many calories were like left in my poop each day from this diet. And then I did the same diet again 2 weeks later. So the genetic differences from person to person kind of get eliminated there because each person is doing both condition, if that makes sense. So the high fiber diet, when we looked at the results after, you know, they consumed the high fiber and the lower Western diet each for 8 days, measured how many calories were left in their poop at the end of each day, it came out to roughly a difference of 116 calories on average per day that the high fiber diet lost. So basically, if you consume the higher fiber diet and you were eating 2,100 calories a day, 116 of those calories on average, or 116 of those calories more compared to the Western diet, were extracted. I don't remember actually the exact numbers of like the total amount that were extracted in each, but the difference between the two was 116. So when we look at the percentages, right, we talked about, you know, it's pretty normal for each person to roughly absorb 90 to 95% of the calories they eat. When we look at these percentages, the high fiber diet absorbed 89% of the calories that they ate, and the Western diet absorbed 95% of the calories that they ate. So a difference of about 6%. So the Western diet absorbed a lot more of those calories, and the high fiber diet lost around 116 calories more on average per day through fecal content. So how this works is that highly processed, so the reason why this occurs is because highly processed diets, because they are already processed very well, they tend to be softer, like I said, lower fiber. It's very easy for our body to really absorb a lot of these calories in the upper GI tract. So what happens is when a lot of those calories are absorbed in the upper GI, it doesn't, not as much gets passed on to our lower GI, where, like I said, a lot of that gut microbiome, those good bacteria actually live. So those good bacteria aren't getting those nutrients from the food as much because they're all being absorbed before they get down to that point. And then that causes like the fecal matter or your poop to be less bulky and to have less calorie content in there. So you're absorbing more before it gets to the lower GI, where those good bacteria actually break it down, absorb it, and turn it into poop, basically. So the whole like kind of summary of this whole entire study, or like the takeaway for you of this is okay, like these people ate a high fiber diet, they lost 116 more calories on average through their poop. What does this mean for me? Like, what should I do? So the whole premise or summary around this is just to reemphasize that food quality does matter when it comes to fat loss. And this isn't even getting into the benefits of fiber when it comes to like all the other health conditions. Like fiber helps to manage blood sugar. It helps to manage blood cholesterol. It helps to keep us just full. Like this isn't even, like this study doesn't even refer to really like how full it makes us feel. This is just how many calories we're losing in our poop. But how full we feel. Fiber is super important for just prevention of things like colon cancer as well. So has a ton of other benefits, but another big benefit is that we get to eat more food slightly, but actually extract, you know, less of those calories and get rid of some of those calories actually through our poop a little bit more. So food quality does matter. It's not just about calories. Calories do matter, and it does matter the most, right? We always have to have that, you know, energy balance equation on whatever side we're trying to do, whether it's fat loss, maintain our weight, or, weight gain or muscle gain, right? We want to have that equation in the right spot or that balance, but they don't, just because calories matter the most, and that's the most important thing, doesn't mean that these other things don't matter. Because if you're eating a high fiber diet, healthier diet, more whole food, unprocessed diet, you might be able to eat 116 more calories a day and see the same amount of fat loss versus if you ate 116 calories less. And while that's not a huge difference when you say it out loud, when you actually think about it, it can be. Like that could be the difference of having another snack at night for 100 calories or 116 calories or so and feeling a little bit more satisfied going to bed. It could be the difference between having to bring your calories down by another 116 to see that same rate of weight loss that you're trying to see, or the rate of fat loss. So while calories do matter, food quality does matter a ton too. Like fitting in your calories and protein with just protein shakes and candy doesn't have as great of an effect as if you were to, you know, hit your protein and calorie targets with a whole food unprocessed diet, or minimally processed. You're never going to have a completely unprocessed diet, but minimally processed, trying to not have as much of those foods and make sure you really have, good quality foods, you know, at least 80% of the time, you know, 80% of your calories coming from those sources. That way you're hitting those fiber targets, you're getting enough fiber for all the health benefits of fiber, but also to assist you in, you know, the fat loss realm too. Now, this study did have these people eat 26 grams of fiber per every 1,000 calories, per day. So if they were having 2,100 calories a day, they were going to have roughly 52-ish, a little bit over 52 grams of fiber per day, which can be excessive for some people. And it is a little bit more excessive than what the general recommendation is. The general recommendation is 14 grams per every 1,000 calories. So if you're eating 2,000 calories a day, that's 28 grams of fiber per day. So general recommendation is, you know, quite a bit lower than that extreme end they used in the study. A lot of times when they compare or when they do studies like this, they'll take a very low intake and compare it to sometimes an extremely high intake just to like really emphasize, is there an effect or not? Because they sometimes they need to have such a drastic difference to be able to like statistically detect an effect, which is another kind of rabbit hole I could go down. A lot of these studies done on artificial sweeteners and things, they use these crazy excessive amounts of artificial sweetener to try to see an effect. And that's where some of these potential negatives come from, but it's usually a far extreme level where like a human would never physically be able to actually consume in a day unless they, you know, had like, I don't know, sat there all day and just drank artificial sweetener nonstop for the whole entire day. But that's a different story. I digress here. But so I don't want you necessarily going and consuming 26 grams of fiber per every 1,000 calories because that is very high. But a lot of people, when they look at their fiber intake, they'll see they're maybe having around 10 grams, maybe around 15 grams per day. And they're eating, you know, 2,000 calories a day or so or more sometimes. And their fiber intake is very low and they're eating more of these highly processed foods that are low in fiber. And so one big change that could not only affect, you know, your blood sugar control, which is awesome, your blood cholesterol, your fullness between meals, all these other health benefits, but having more fiber, if you're not getting around 14 grams per every 1,000 calories right now, can definitely help to assist you in fat loss and kind of probably allow you to eat 116 calories on average, maybe more, maybe around closer to like 100, given those were pretty extreme levels in the study they used, but you could probably eat maybe around 100 calories more per day and see the same amount of fat loss versus if you felt like you had to restrict those extra 100 calories a day. So hopefully this was, you know, kind of interesting and insightful on just another big benefit being revealed of having a high fiber diet and having good whole unprocessed foods. Like I said, you've probably seen this from so many of my lives, podcasts, all these videos and stuff that I post, but I'm all for having like inclusion of, you know, candy here, there, fun foods here, there, pizza, these types of things. But we don't want to lose sight of just because we can see fat loss from hitting our calories and protein, regardless of what those, you know, other numbers look like, doesn't mean it's the best route and doesn't mean that we can't still benefit extremely from having, you know, a whole mostly unprocessed diet with high in fiber, or that is high in fiber, with, you know, more high quality, quote unquote, healthy, nutritious food. So hopefully this was helpful and informative. Let me know in the comments below, you know, your thoughts and everything. That's about it. Appreciate you all. And I will, also almost forgot. I do have a high fiber cheat sheet. If anyone is interested in that, just comment below. Let me know that you want it. Say, hey, I'd love the cheat sheet or whatever. And I will get that sent over to you. This is something, a resource I send to my clients all the time when they get started to get their fiber intake up. So I figured it'd be fitting to offer this to anybody who wants it totally for free. I'll just send it over if you just let me know. So let me know. Appreciate you all. And I will see you guys in the next one.